you go after somebody who's not your top position priority but is too good to pass up? Oh, Jeff?
You know, I think I'll say this, probably you could make the assumption that quarterback, we're not going to take quarterback, but, you know, we're definitely going to look at best player available.
Joe, Howie, is Joe Mixon on your board?
You know, it doesn't serve us any purpose to talk about particular guys and whether they're on our board or not.
But because he's such a controversial figure, how do you come to a final determination as to whether or not you want to have that within the structure of your organization or not?
Yeah, each case, you have to judge individually. You got to do your research. You got to go through the whole process. We talked about having an unbelievable security team led by Dom. And so we get all the information, then we make a decision like anything else.
As you stand here today, how many different scenarios do you guys have roughly in terms of what might be available at 14, depending on how the board falls? I mean, what's the general thought behind that?
You know, we have a lot of scenarios. We've been talking about them the last couple of weeks, and so it's been a great process. We've been communicating daily, multiple times a day. So, you know, there's probably about 7 or 8 different scenarios moving forward for Thursday night.
Guys, is there an area or two that's deeper in this draft as you look at? Is there a position in the area that's deeper than most or compared to your staff?
Well, I touched a little bit on it down in Mobile, but really feel that running back is a deep draft, corner, tight end. You know, I think even through the process, offensive line. You know, there's some good players across the board.
Howie, if you could land a workhorse running back, just talk about what you think that could do for this offense and Carson Wentz.
Well, I think any position that you get a guy who can contribute on 3 downs, that's going to help the football team. You know, all you got to do is look at last year, what that did for a team in our division. But at the same time, you got to stick to your board. You got to stick to your process. As Joe talked about it, that's actually a position of strength in this draft. So you get the opportunity, I think, like we've had in years past at different positions. I think in every round, you're going to see a talented guy at that position. It's just how the board plays out.
When you look at a kid like a Sidney Jones, who obviously was at the top of a lot of people's boards, but because of the seriousness of his injury now, how do you critique him now in terms of where you would place him in terms of priority if he was available?
We got a great medical staff led by Chris Peduzzi, Pete DeLuca, our team doctor, Gary Dorsheimer, our team doctor, Peduzzi's team, our strength and conditioning staff, Sean Holes, Josh Hanks. And so we're not experts in that field. We're not doctors. So they give us the information. We had our medical meeting. We go through it, and again, we take all that information to make a decision.
You talked about sticking to the board. How important is your gut when it comes down to it, when it finally comes down to making that pick?
You know, there was a great article I read. I think Gil Brandt said it last week or yesterday that, you know, gut instincts have been taken out of the draft. I mean, we have a great group of scouts and great group of coaches. We've done so much work on these guys. You know, it's never going to be an exact science, but I think we fine-tuned it to a formula that we're looking for in a player.
Howie, at the owners' meetings, Doug talked about the importance of culture in the locker room. You come to a spot, and the player who doesn't have the great background against the player that might not be as good, how do you make those decisions?
Well, first, I think all that prep work has already been done. So we go through those scenarios about guys, what we think about guys. If they're on our board, we feel comfortable putting them on the football team. So, you know, when we make those sort of decisions, they go back to Joe and his team have stacked guys, so it's easy to pick them off the board because we've had those debates already. This guy before this guy, and you don't get into the draft room all of a sudden jump a guy because of a different reason that happens while you're on the clock.
So the real question is, how important is culture in that locker room when you're making that pick, wherever it may be?
I think it starts with coach and what he's done with his staff and then the players that we already have on the team, the players that are out there today, and that's led by your leadership. And I think one of the things we're really excited about is Carson's leadership as we go forward here. We have some veteran leaders on this football team, guys who've been in this market, guys who've done things for our team, but we continue to want to add to that.
Joe, beyond physical ability, when you sit across from a young man, what is it that you want to hear from him that helps you in terms of finalizing whether or not that's what we're looking for in an individual?
you're really trying to gauge how much does this guy love football? I mean, what is he going to give? Because when you get to this level, everybody's talented. I mean, there's a prerequisite of talent required for every position. But, you know, we're trying to find the things that you can't really measure. So mind, spirit, soul, you know, their will to win.
That should be on a T-shirt.
Joe, can you help us with sort of how you expect this to play out in the war room? You know, so like you develop the board, but if Howie says I want to move up, how does that play out?
You know, through this whole process, the communication has been unbelievable. I mean, these are scenarios I touched on earlier that, you know, we talk about before, so that once we get to Thursday night, I mean, we're fielding calls where, you know, you just let the board come to you.
And it's kind of funny. I laugh when you said that because I've never been in, you'd have to ask Joe, but you're never in a draft room where all of a sudden someone just stands up and says, we're moving up.
Yeah.
We're going. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. You know, you have those discussions, and the draft room's a lot calmer than maybe draft day looks, you know. And so it's just, we go through all that now. We have those discussions, and some of them are passionate. You know, we have guys, whether it's the two of us or people on our staffs that are passionate about guys, and we let them go through it. But the important thing is when we make picks, when we've made signings, when we brought players in here, they're Eagles. And we're all excited about having them.
In all the years that we've stood here with you and had these type sessions about drafting philosophy, how much have you had to adapt to Joe's way of the drafting philosophy compared to years past?
Well, part of bringing him in here is trying to change what we've done and trying to get better. And so I think it started with when we hired him about using a different grading scale and getting us all acclimated into the way that he talks about players and that he grades players. And it goes the same way as we're going through the free agent board and the draft board. We have tremendous trust in Joe and his ability to put that together. And so I think it's been a really fun process. It's kind of rejuvenated a lot of guys, including myself, who've been here for a while, to learn something new and be part of that and go and ask him questions. You know, hey, this is how I see this player. Where would you put him? How would you describe that? So it's been great, and we're really excited about next week.
Was there a striking difference from the way you've done it in the past?
You know, I think that the process has been really good. I think we've had really good processes in the past. The key to it is just the difference in the grading system. But it's also to have someone here who makes sure that we're doing the right thing and we're sticking to our board. And we're taking anything else outside of the equation, whether that's, you know, outside influences, whatever that is. We got a good, really good process in place, and I'm really excited to see
it. How much have you learned from the past about taking the best player available as opposed to wanting to take that player where currently you have a need?
Yeah, I think you just go back and look at our successful drafts. I mean, it's pretty clear. And some of those, we went into the draft with a particular position of need that we were going to look at, and others, the draft just didn't fall exactly the way we wanted, and we got stuck, whether that was because of medical issues, whether that was because of character issues. You know, there are drafts where it doesn't go exactly the way you want, but they're all learning experiences. It's been tremendous for me to get some insight and to learn. I think that's what everything's all about. But, you know, I think the one thing that is hard to explain is that there are medical questions on some of these guys. So when we're picking, there may be guys that are out of the question because of injury, durability, some sort of concerns that are medical that are out of our hands. There may be some character issues. And we defer a lot of those questions and a lot of that information to the people who are experts in their field. And we got really good people at those spots like we discussed
before. So it is the best player available. Is that your approach? Is that the way you guys approach this thing, the best player available?
For sure. Now, there are tiers. There are tiers, Howard. You know, there are tiers of guys, and Joe can get into this, where you may have five guys that are graded the exact same, and they're stacked, but they're so close together, I mean, it's impossible to, so you just take the guy that.
So, in essence, it's still, right, Joe, it's still the best player available.
Yeah.
Even if you've got him that close, it's still the best player available.
Right.
Have you had a lot of inquiries about the 14th pick?
You know, we had some of those conversations, but really next week is when we kick it into high gear to talk to every team in the league, and we'll talk to every team in the league. We'll talk about where they're at, where we're at, and try to at least have some of those preliminary discussions, because it's hard when you're on the clock. You got a lot going on, and I think some of the best deals we've done have been ones that we kind of had in place before. And certainly last year we had in place before, trading up for Fletch we had in place before. So to the extent you can do that, but we had a situation a couple years ago where we thought we had a trade in place the night before, and all of a sudden, you know, the team gets on the clock and says, you know, I'm out.
Is there a possibility of you could still be talking about trading players like Kelsey Kendrick? I know you don't want to mention names. Depending on what's out there and being offered?
And we're very comfortable with the people that are on the practice field right now, working out in the building. But we're always looking for ways to improve our football team. That's our job. That's our responsibility. And so when opportunities come to us, we evaluate them, we discuss them, and we make a decision whatever's in the best interest of the team.
All right. Thanks, guys.